פרשת בשלח. Starts off by explaining the unusual route which Kadosh Baruch Hu took in sending Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. We all know geography enough to understand the direct way to go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. The direct way to go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael would be going through what they call today Aza, or Fatah land. Then come straight through. That's the normal way of going. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loy nochem and akim derech erz pelishtim, he did not bring them that way, ki korevu, simply because it is too close. And ki omar lekim pen yinochem ahom v'reisim achom v'shov mitzroima. If Klal Yisrael will go through this place, which is close, and they will come across some stress, tension, difficulty, they'll get all flustered, and they say, well, it's only a few hours' walk back from Mitzrayim. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. So, just to understand clearly what the technicality of this pasuk has told us, the way Rashi, and this day in Chazal is learning, simple pshat l'chumish, the peladik gezach. Klal Yisrael have been through 210 years of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael are craving to leave Mitzrayim. And eventually they left Mitzrayim. But there were some people who didn't leave. And we all know what happened to those some people who didn't leave. Those some people who didn't leave died and got buried during the days of darkness. And they died and didn't bury the days of darkness. It was quite an instruction for the ones who survived. It's not good to argue with Hashem. You don't get anywhere. So they knew Hashem wants them out. And they came out of Mitzrayim. They had tremendous nisim that they got so far. Not only that they got so far, this whole issue of going through Yamsuf had nothing to do with going through Plishtim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent them through Yamsuf and through Eretz Plishtim. It's not a theory. You can still go through Yamsuf and go through Eretz Plishtim. So, the fact that they would have gone through Kriyas Yamsuf and Obach and Klein, and there's a danger that might go back so Pashtus to the portion where we're talking before Kriyas Yamsuf. Because the Mechemes HaMolech, which Rashi quotes us before. But the Jewish people, hypothetically, could have done the following. That's what we're being told. Left Mitzrayim after 10 Machis. Left Mitzrayim after 210 years of Shibud, and four-fifths of the Jewish people dying for not being prepared to join. And they see some problem, make a U-turn, Habaita, to where go back? To Mitzrayim? Rabbi said, nobody here could identify with a feeling like that happening to himself. Nobody here would say, I would never do that. Maybe they would. Woo, I would never do it. That's what you would think. If it's a lo emet, it's not emes. If a person will look well at himself, do a good analysis, he'll find he himself does the same pretty often. And the movement of it is, like we know from Mr. Tishroim and other small meditations, that Paroi, Mitzrayim, are simonim, symbolic of the Yetzirah. A person creeps out of the Yetzirah, and he comes to Kedusha, and he comes to a higher Madrega, and suddenly he has struggles and difficulties, which he didn't anticipate. He was sure things are going to go smoothly and easily. Then he gets a baya, he gets a problem. And who doesn't get a problem? And when he gets a problem, how many times does he do Oyster Sholem? Tries to dodge. And he doesn't understand it, because Baruch sent him a problem, it's there for him to tackle, it's there for him to overcome. There's umpteen examples in our own lives that we do just the same. What do? We encounter a difficulty and we say, oh, it must be Minas Shemayim, we're going the wrong way, and we turn around. After Minas Shemayim, you should continue and fight. After Minas Shemayim, that you're supposed to suffer a bit in order to get some more schuyas. After Minas Shemayim, you have to stand in the soyan. People are very quick to interpret every unpleasant difficulty has been a simon to go back. And they're prepared to go back to all types of silly things. To Mitzias, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew Klal Yisrael's weakness. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu knew Klal Yisrael's weakness, he catered for it. You know what he did? He detoured them. So what does the person who does not understand Hashem's behavior say? I don't understand why I have to be taking such a long schlep. I couldn't get a direct flight. I have to go on a za indirect way. It's a schlep 40 years. 40 years maybe wasn't necessary because it was before the chet. But a schlep through the midbar, rather the whole trek through the Sinai Peninsula instead of going direct in through, direct line through Aza. It's only given because that's what you need. You are a problem. Because Baruch Hu would have given you a direct flight. But if you were to take the direct flight, who knows how many times you would have turned around. Because Baruch Hu gives sometimes a person a cumbersome mahalach to make it difficult for him to go back. There is a perek in the last perek of Bava Basra, which is called Get Poshut. You expect to be in a Masechet Gittin. But it's not. It's in the last perek of Bava Basra. And it describes an interesting takona de Rabbonin over there. The takona de Rabbonin was made for people who are short-tempered to prevent them giving a get. How can you stop a fellow giving a get? The Torah gives a person the license to give a get. So they made a system of having to make a very complicated get with all type of stitches and an answer process until the person takes care of that. We hope his cast has gone down and he'll think back again. The real understanding of that mission is as follows. It's a takon and rabbonon. And it was made because there's more than one person like that. He said, this person, according to logic, should really think, listen, I've come up, I'm not supposed to go back. I'm not supposed to go back. I'm supposed to go forward. I have difficulties. I'm supposed to handle them. So, as Yetzirah says, turn around, go back. Cut out yesterday. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a mitzvah. Din the Rabbonim, which is in the Gemara and the Mishnah there in Bava Basra. What do he do? He makes the going back also difficult. If the going back is difficult, no. Then you've got the weight of one against the other and he stays stable. Keeps his marriage stable. Do you hear what Kadosh Baruch Hu does? It's a balancer. It prevents a person escalating all over the place. So there is such a musik which happens in our own lives. Mamish loy nochom and akim derech polishtim ki korovu. Because a person is sometimes short-tempered and a person sometimes makes brash decisions. So he causes you to have an indirect way. If a person would be more stable, you get a direct way. So Kadosh Baruch Hu checks the person and gives him two options. Yeah? You give me a moshe, you go to a travel agent. And he says, there's two ways of going from point A to point B. You got one direct flight, and you got one flight through Australia. That costs so much, that costs so much. No, we go through Australia. That's where you're going. Who goes to England through Australia? Nobody will do it. Nobody will do it. Yeah, but there's some people who, the type of person they are, make that no choice but to do it that way. They ask for it. Hashem gives them such a program. Because they are type of people who don't have the stability. So we have to give them a long program because otherwise they would go back. So stay to impartial. Don't look at it as them, look at it as ourselves. And me eat our kisa. There's another Perush Chazal which you probably are familiar with. The Chazal bring in the Medrash, in the Mechilta, a different beer which is the Rabbi Chanala brings it down, it's a Medrash. Ben Machaya brings down. The Mechilta brings down, the Medrash Rabbah brought down. A different pshat, what's ki korov hu? Because Bnei Yisrael are so korov to Hashem. A completely opposite pshat. Hashem Yisrael loves the Jewish people. He loves them so much. And says the Medrash, if he would have brought them through from Yisrael to Yisrael in a direct way, there would be no opportunity of showing the Bnei Yisrael how much he loves them. Why? Because a journey from Egypt to Yisrael through Aza, pick straightforward journey, how long does it take? And there would be no need to make tremendous nisim of the mon, there would be no need to make tremendous nisim of the mayim, of the be'er, all those nisim which Kazal needed when they go in the midbar, would have been superfluous on such a short journey. Yeah, I can imagine you're going to Yerushalayim, and I tell you, listen, if you're going to Yerushalayim, take a 400 bus, you'll get 402 bus, you'll get there, and if you're short of drink on the way, there's a be'er. If you're short of them to eat on the way, there's a man available. Stick your hand out to get man. It's totally unnecessary. It's superfluous. You can't get from here to there without eating. If I sent you to the Midbar, what are we going to eat? You need a mat. Says the Medrash, V'loy nochem alakim derez polishtik. Hashem is more avoided sending the short way, because if they go the short way, there's no availability to do nisim for them. These have a straightforward technical life. And if you don't do them nisim, they won't see how much I love them. So what could Shmuel say? I'll send them a long way. Why would I send them a long way? Because they would encounter difficulty. You can't believe what difficulty. Who can survive in a Midbar? Who can survive in a Midbar with children, old people, ladies, young and old, everybody there having to survive in the hot and everything, and I'm going to make them nisim. With the anonim, I'll make them nisim. With the mayim, with the be'er, with the mon, all type of nisim which they're going to have, and they will see from that how Kodesh Baruch Hu looks after Am Ko'evoi, so they will develop a proper attitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, this Medrash learns the Pshat of the Potsuk, totally the opposite. What's the opposite? That since Klal Yisrael are so beloved to Hashem, and Hashem, who wants to exhibit to them His Moiradika ability to help them, and that would be impossible to achieve in the absence of a need, Hashem created a need for Nisim in order that He created a need for Nisim in order He should show them their love which He has for them and therefore the Nisim which they would get. Again, if we analyze this, it's got a magnetic message for us. The Medrash should basically say like this. Hashem is born and sometimes send a person difficulties. And according to the first pshat, the difficulty was a nesoi. And according to the second pshat, you know what the difficulty is for? Why does Hashem send the difficulties? Look at the picture. Bayanim Tzrayim, they've decided, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to take them out of the Shibud. If they're out of the Shibud, not to go straight to Eretz Yisrael. What's the problem? No. I'm going to put them through an impossible situation. What's the impossible situation? Midbar. Why Midbar? To be able to do the Menace. So the whole exposure to the impossible situation was in order to be shown an ace. If your life would go through just smoothly, you wouldn't say any nisim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't be on your agenda. So what does Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He gives you insurmountable problems, equal Midbar. And you know why He does it? Because He loves you. I'm Koy Boy. He loves you, so He sends you problems. And then you get Yeshua, so then you say, pshh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is done for me. So when you come across a problem and come across a difficulty, have to now to interpret it. The Shteita and the Parsha. One of the, it's not the exclusive, but it's one of the interpretations in difficulties. Adlav Hashem Yisbarach is giving the difficulty in order to be able to exhibit the chesed in the miracles by which He helps you overcome it, which would be impossible had you not been exposed to the problem. From here we go on to the subject of the Oz Yosher. The major factor of this parsha is the parsha, Shalach is the Shira. The Shira Akarikach is important that it's known in Klal Yisrael as Shabbos Shira. The Shabbos of Shira. What Shabbos Shira? It's a Shabbos where we have Oz Yosher in the Kriyas HaTorah. Oz Yosher has a special nigun in the Kriyas HaTorah. It's got a special way that it's written in the Torah. Oz Yosher is a fundamental chelik of the emuna to such a degree that it was nikva by Chazal to be said every day in tefillah. Oz Yosher, and Chazal say that if a person is zeichet, that if a person is zeichet to say Oz Yosher with the right feeling and sensitivity, as if he was himself going with simcha, as he was going through Mitzrayim and going through Yam and getting out of it, he gets a mechila every day. Unbelievable. So a person gets a mechila every day, he says, Oz Yosher with the right feeling. Oz Yosher is one of the major issues of Emuna. It's even more than being a major issue of Emuna. Oz Yosher is the foundation of planting Emuna in Klal Yisrael. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe Avdo Oz Yosher Moshe. Literally saying that the real emuna in Moshe and in Vayaminu Bashem, the emuna in Hashem, uva Moshe Avdo and in Moshe his servant, came to a right point at this stage. This is where the emuna developed. We've gone through 10 Makkos. We've gone out of Mitzrayim. We've gone through quite a lot. There wasn't by Aminu Vashem of Moshe Avdei to the degree that the Torah would give it a authorization. That's good enough. That's called by Aminu Vashem. It was wackily. It wasn't strong. When did it become stable and strong to the extent that the Torah says, by Aminu Vashem Moshe Avdei? At which stage was that? Only when it came to what? When it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. So Kriyas Yamsuf is the foundation of Amunah. Foundation of Amunah to the extent that it's something which is not only a worthwhile exercise, it's always a mechuyatik exercise that everybody should learn the Parsha of Al-Ziyoshi with the Rashis, have it well and clearly know what went on there, understand it. Chaskel Levenstein, who was the Mashgiach Imponovich and was one of the Baalei Amunah of the last generation, great Baalei Amunah, he would himself constantly repeat over the Yesodus of what happened at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, and thereby instill in himself, at a yet deeper and deeper level, in the deepest possible level which he could, the Amunah in what happened then, and thereby developing Amunah in everyday life here. And we won't go into that at length, the stories of Chaskel, but I will just tell you that he had a minhag which was very interesting, that as he was preparing for Shachris, he would be get up an hour before Shachris, and he had a little room upstairs in the yeshiva, and he would do all type of Musa exercises preparing himself for Shachris. And one of the exercises he used to do in Musa was, he would, in his room, put two benches, and pretend to himself, imagine to himself, and project, you could hear him saying it out in Yiddish, that these two benches were part of Yamsuf which split, and here we're going through, and he would just walk through it, and he would see the, in his imagination, of course, in his emunah, and his das, what Klal Yisrael saw then, that the wall, that there was a dry land, and the water became walls, and it went to one day that there was a roof on top of them for water as well, and they could see through from one to the other of the 12 avenues, etc. Because of all the details of Yamsuf, and he would do it with such a charging excitement, and all the details, you could mamish believe he was watching a picture, live picture of Kriyas Yamsuf there. Why did he do it? Because Yamsuf is the foundation of Amunah. Don't just read it, study it, imbue it into yourself, become part of the Nefesh. We want to talk about a few of the inyonim, of the chashivas of the Amunah which we learn from Kriyas Yamsuf. The Pasuk says there, we say it every day in Shachris, so we should know the Pesuk Mehart. Vayosha Hashem, vayoymehu, es Yisrael ma'av Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu saved on that day, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Jews from Mitzrayim. So to say, for a while, because they're dead. Their owners are dead. Until now, they ran away from the owners. But who made them free? The owners are dead, so they're free. Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim, meis al tzvasayom. The Jewish people saw Mitzrayim dead on the side of the Yan. Says Rashi, what was this idea of the Jewish people seeing Mitzrayim dead on the side of the Yam? So there was a bayah. What was the problem? The Jewish people said, pshee! That was a great thing, Kriyas Yamsuf. But do you know what? We came out this side. Do you know who went out the other side? The Egyptians. Afshar. Excuse me, it was still nice. They were survived. The Egyptians are there and we're here. It's also good. Oh, but it wasn't the whole nation. They didn't see what happened to the Egyptians yet. So what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He told the Yam, Arois, vomit out the Mitzrim onto that side and show the Jews that they are dead. So the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael, Yisrael saw, Es Mitzrayim Meisos Fasayom. And then, Vayar Yisrael Es Yodak Doilu Asha Osa Hashem Mitzrayim. Now came this tremendous high madrega of Amunah and Yira, which they didn't have before. Why? There's one word in the Yonis of Ezeel, as he explains this passage, Gevaltik. He says, Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim, Meis al Svas Hayom. And that's a Pasuk Lamed, says the Targum in Yonis of Ezeel, V'chomun Yisrael yas Mitzrayim, they saw the Mitzrayim, Mesin veloy mesin, remoin agev yama. Dying and not dying on the shores. What do you mean dying and not dying? How can a person dying and not dying? Simple pshat is, dying and not dying, doesn't have a beer. Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis. And the mocha of the instrument is the Medrash. The Medrash says, what's the idea of meis? Present continuous. Not they were already dead. Not they were already dead. They were meis al sfasiyam, that was in the process of dying. You would call that in our language, goises. You know what goises means? Don't know how to say anything with goises. What? Expiring. That's really what it means. It's on the process of expiring. I don't think it's got a precise medical expression. Goises. There's a medrash here. What's a goises? The medrash says, Vayhi b'chatzi alaylo, hika ko b'chor b'eretz mitzvoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smit all the Bechoris of Eretz Mitzrayim. And then he said, Pasuk, Omer Rabbi Yechidim, Afal Pishi Hiko Isa Makas Movas Michatz, even though they got smitten a death smite, that means they were for all intents and purposes already dead, but they didn't die completely, the Bechoris. Kol Oysa Laila Oysa Nafshe Mefar Peres Bohem. They were fluttering their lives on and off the Bechorim all night. Ada Boiker. Kadeshi Yuru soin a in other words, Maseches Smochi says there that we had a syndrome very similar to this a bit earlier. At Makas Becheres, they didn't all die. They died and became Goyses. They called the Magen Dovid Adom. They called Hatzola. They said, "Undo, it's over." But he just wouldn't expire. Normal time like that takes just a few minutes and it goes. And these people had a nes that they had a they're talking about the Bechorim then, they continued to be farper for hours and hours, so the Jews the next day should see these Bechorim, who apparently were the ringleaders of the Mitzrim and these powerful people, to see their suffering. So state here, they should be seen. If you look in the Mechilta, in Parshas Bishalach, he tells you the identical thing which is therefore said in the Maseches Smochos about the Bechorim. He says the same thing happened to Egyptians. Firstly, he says like this. Rashi brings down in the middle of Oz Yoshir that we have three different psukim. The three different psukim describe that the Mitzrim were treated like lead, like stones, or like straw. And Rashi brings down that these are three types of items which are different density, therefore different weight, and therefore they go down in the water at different speeds and suffer differently. From Rashi, if you learn it, simply would be mashma. They all die, but some quicker, slower, and some a little bit slower. The Medrash says it didn't happen like that. It says all the people who went into the Yam and who died in the Yam had a peculiar matzav. Normally a person who dies from drowning, I don't know exactly how long, it takes just a few minutes, and by that time there's no more excess of oxygen to his lungs. So that's it. He has gone. The Mitzvah should be dead. In the Medrash says, because Bochu did a nes, and gave them all a, what we call, minimum lifeline. The lifeline was enough to survive, but it was enough to get more yisurim. Ooh, what you saw. A whole night they were busy there, goisesing from drowning. Only that process was also a different process, stone process, or lead process, or cash process. But they were suffering at different levels a whole night. And not only that, when Hashem the next morning told the Yam to put the people, the Mitzrim, onto the Sfas Hayam, yeah? You think by now their suffering is over? Nothing to talk about. You know what? They should be mutilated by this time. They've been hours in the sea, not having any oxygen. They should, no. They continue dying or not dying, till when? Till when? The same thing is written in Maseches Mochis. Do you know till when? Till their people who suffered from being beaten by them saw them. So what would happen? The Eden would go around and make a tour on the seaside. Say, "Pshee, Mr. Mitzri, Ahmed, I know you. You were the guy who used to beat me." And then the same happened from one to the other. I said all the names. And there was a peladikazach there. Each Yid could detect that the Mitzri, there were some very bad ones. There were some really cruel ones. And there were ones which weren't so bad, you know. And each one got midah keneged midah of suffering. They could see the bad ones, how they suffered, and the other, each one got an amount of suffering which is noticeable and justifiable to the Yid. How much suffering that guy got? This was shocking to the Yid. It wasn't just that Hashem Yis Barach punished the goyim. It not only killed them so the Yidin should be saved, he gave them a new midah, which is called Oynish Midah Keneged Midah. Midah Keneged Midah means precise meeting out what they have done. Yet more, that Hashem Yis Barach treats everybody midah keneged midah is one of the Yud Gimel Iktiv, one of the 30 principles of Amunah. But where do we normally see that being executed? Not in this world. Where is that normally executed? There's a big world up there, the Mabo. There's plenty of Gehinnom up there and plenty of other good things as well. Everything is there. And that's where the treatment goes, midah keneged midah, on everything. Every small thing is accountable for. In the next world. In this world, well, it doesn't always seem the fact that the midah keneged midah does happen, but we don't always see it. Here, there was a tremendous gilui. Look at the posuk. Please look at the posuk. Vayosha sheba yom huwe tisol ma'amitzroyim. Step one, the Jewish people were saved. But it wasn't only that. The second thing happened. Being saved, that's not what made the whole Amunah and the Yira. Do you know what produced it? Next part of the pasuk is Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al sasayom. Every Yid saw every goy who he had shaykhus with and his shoch and all the various people meis, getting that amount of pirpur, of gesisa, of suffering, mashma gielo beduyak, precisely. Vayar Yisrael es hayod hagdoyle, says the Ramban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what's the Yod HaGdoilo? Rashi says, HaGvuro HaGdoilo. It means Yod HaGdoilo, Gvuro HaGdoilo. And the Rabban explains the Midas Hadin, how it was meted out on each individual person. Asher also Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Suddenly the Jews found out something new. They knew before there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has demands, and he gives schar, and he gives oynish. But they never took into account the detail of the oynish. They probably assumed that the good people get schar, and the mitzri get wiped out. He's a bad guy, he got beaten up. Nothing forgotten. Of all the 210 years, there was not one iota of torture which the mitzri did to the Jew, which was not accounted for. And there's a pasuk which says, in Hazinu Mirosh, Par ois oyev. Do you remember the pasuk of Aaron? And that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give nekama from the beginning time when the goyim started. Ah, that goy doesn't live, goes through his son. That's a process there. Akaponim, each, Rabbi Yisrael, each indication, each iota of suffering which the goy made to the Yid, and at the time it looks, we've just gone past. It's, you think it's komle ben rabamina. He's ending his suffering. Nochashmais, what does it mean? Every detail was paid for. And not only was paid for, the Yidin saw, but Yah Yisrael, they were zeichet to get an exhibition, to get an inside of you, as a Yad HaGdola from this tremendous Yad, Asher, also Asher B'Mitzrayim. The Midas did meet it up precisely. Well, you know what happened? But Yiru Ha'amas Hashem, a new dimension. We didn't have before this dimension. You know what the dimension was? How did it come a new dimension of Yirah Shemayim, fear? You know what fear comes from? We say, of course, Baruch Hu can do it to the Mitzri. He can do it to somebody else as well. Not only can, he will. Then they suddenly realize, Yira Shamayim. You know what Yira Shamayim is? Not just I've got Jewish Shakov, I'm not good with writing. I can't do Aveda because I know Kodesh Baruch Hu is touching and in communication with every activity and will repay everything which is done wrong. Vayiruho Ames Hashem. This brought a tremendous elevation of the Yira. And from that Yira, now there's a new shlav of Amunah. There's a totally new standard of Amunah. Vayaminu Bashem uv Moshe Avdei. This new level of Amunah was a completely, it was Amunah backed with Yira. And I'll explain this a bit better. Amunah is a foundation of Yiddishkeit. Very many people have Amunah, which we admire and which we're kind of compliment them for it, but it's pretty shallow. They believe in Hashem, and they do the right thing, and in principle they don't do the wrong thing either, and they plan their life according to Torah and Yerushalayim. But when they get into a bit of a Tiber, Yetzirah, that, well, you know, they haven't got so much Yerushalayim holding on to them tight there. They can take shortcuts. Do you say the Emunah is complete? If the Emunah is complete, they wouldn't do the shortcut. So therefore, only after the Yira is sufficient. Yira being sufficient means he's afraid to do against Hashem's Rotzen, because you know Hashem's watching and meets out Midah Kedeged Midah. Then the Emunah is complete. That's full Emunah. Then you need the Yiras HaOinesh to get full Emunah. That's what they had. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe Avdei. A new pasuk. A new detail. Not Vayaminu they believed. They believed two things. B'Hashem uv Moshe Avdei. The Meforshim point out, Rabbi Medrash, that in Mitzrayim, there were two sets of people. There were those people who believed in Hashem, of the Yidden I'm talking about, who believed in Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Hashem, we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the Yud Gimel Ikkim to believe in the Nevi'ah, because Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu was a big chokh who knew what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, a Shliach of Hashem. There were people who the other way around. They had a Moiridik Amuna in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu could get through whatever he wanted. But it wasn't Amuna in Hashem. Right here now we had a new master by Amin of Hashem over Moshe Avdoi. That's Yud Gimel Ikkim of Amuna in Hashem and in Amuna. All incorporated with the factor of the, not only the Yeshua of the Jewish people, but that the Yeshua was exposing them to the Midah Keneged Midah, which their own Tzoyrim, which their own torturers received. That's Shlav Aleph. The inside picture of this is further. Do you know what the connection of the Yira Shamayim and the Emunah is? When we look at a world from the vantage point of the poor people who suffered in Mitzrayim 210 years, if we look at the world from the vantage point of books we might have read of the people who suffered the 5 years or 4 years in the concentration camps in the terrible, torturous times of 60 years ago, from that vantage point, it looks as if things are hefker chasos, and they're not. So what are we maming? We have to be maming, and we are maming, it's sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes everything down. HaPinkos Patuach, Vayad Koseves. But Kadosh Baruch Hu has got a long-term credit policy. Every German who did any slightest evil against the Yid, he's going to get his Oynish. Meis al Tzvas Hayom. That will get unbelievable moisins in order he should get his Oynish. His oynish will be shaloki derech hateva. Avol, we didn't see it immediately. It's long-term sight. And the fact that things are long-term make people not recognize it. The nature of a person is, instead of understanding Hashem's got this long program, and therefore in his big program, he has plenty of time to take care of all his punishments, and all of these people say, I don't see any result, and they make the wrong result, the wrong conclusions. If you want to hear, ironically, that's the inside picture of the biggest problem in the world at the moment, in the financial world, is the subprime. Nobody's heard of it, but the subprime is a problem of the world. What's the problem? People took credit. You don't know about it, but I'm telling you, people there, they lived on tomorrow, they lived on the credit. They must pay it as well. Well, you couldn't actually pay the value, borrow. Take credit, and America lived a life of borrow on tomorrow, and tomorrow you borrow again, tomorrow, tomorrow again. And Nagyalashab, eventually we'll pull out of it. And all of a sudden it all crashed. And that's why the dollar's fallen down to, it's cheaper than the shekel already. Do you remember a year ago I told you the dollar was going to fall? Remember? I didn't think we were going to fall that much. Oh, but that's it. Why is it falling? Same thing. Because people don't understand that you, and eventually you have to pay. If you take a regular American, even how good he is, goyim tokum, however good he is, or not for me, however good he is, and there are lots of them are very good nature that you have to pay din v'cheshbon for everything which you do, nistater, yeh beseder. The typical American doesn't think of the tomorrow so quickly. Today! Yeah, the national debt? Unbelievable. There's so many kasha, but meanwhile, today we're enjoying ourselves. Naga ice cream. Yeah? That's it. You live on today. Tomorrow, push it off. Subprime. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody who wants to borrow? Borrow. He's got no... He hasn't got the way to pay back. What's the subprime? The guy's got no money to pay back. We'll lend him half up again. No harm. Just take a loan. Just buy a house and we'll get some ribbons from you tomorrow. We'll make some more money on you. Eventually, it all collapsed. I said, that's the yesoid of the antithesis of Amuna. Never mind what's in on the star. It's the antithesis of Amuna. The real Amuna is a person has to think that tomorrow, they eventually has to see it today. He has to perceive that tomorrow, today, the din b'cheshbon of Kadosh Baruch Hu is not immediate, it's long term. But long term, you have to bring into consideration. We know what happened. They saw 210 years being paid up now. Ooh, that's really a picture of recognizing our Hashem's Hanhoge puts everything straight. That really captured them. Now they came to a deep inside emuna that everything is going contra Akash Baruch. We mentioned earlier the Loshon of Rashi, mentioned Chazal, that ostensibly it would have been l'chura enough for the Jews to go through Mitzrayim and the Egyptians to be drowned in the sea. But Hashem Yisborach said, there's a problem, because the Jewish people are complaining, no, maybe the Egyptians went out the other side like we went out this side. So therefore, if you remember the Gemara in Sochin Daf, Kuv Yud Chesam and Beis, says that, Kadosh Baruch Hu asked the Yam, spit them out. And the Yam says, I got a matona, I don't want to give it out. Do you remember the whole sugi there? I'm a base there, top of the page, and he says, I klum even mekabel matona mi rabbi. He's give it back. So Rishbok says, I'll give you back the echod ve chetzi. So he says, he wants an orev, yeah? The balchoy. Who was the orev? Nachal Kidroy. And he says that happened later on, that when they had the might of Sisroy, that they got not 600,000, 900,000. Was pi echad v'chetzi they got paid back, and then they said emes Hashem la'olam. Remember the Gemara over there? So look up the Gemara. The Gemara there, Bekitzer, saying that there was a nidon. The Yam wanted to have the dead bodies. It was a kiddush Hashem to have dead bodies in the Yam. You're going to ask, what's the Yam going to do with the dead bodies? I don't really know, but I'll tell you what somebody told me. Facing to them, but I'll tell you what somebody told me. Somebody told me that he has a friend who has access to one of these things we don't have access to. And there, they found that certain choikrim, what do they call that, investigators, they sent divers to this floor of Yam Suf. They were really looking for some treasures, which they sometimes ships drown there. They search for treasures, and they bring up all the gold, and they make parnasa. And what did they find at the base of Yam Suf? Wheels and wheels and wheels and wheels and wheels. And according to these choikrim, the wheels coincide exactly with the date when Kriyas Yamsuf was. And what's written in the Kriyas Yamsuf? That the wheels of the chariots by Yosef's Oifer Markev Oysov, that the wheels came off. And this people who look at these sites, they got all excited, got to prove the Torah is right. I don't get excited from it. I got to prove that the diver is right, that's all. I know something the Torah is right. The Torah says it's Pashat. But these people got a Ketabe Amuna, and they dive never after all what they do there, and they find a wheel, oh, now the Torah is right. Check. So maybe the same way, if they found the dead bodies of this hundreds of thousands of Mitzrayim there, they'd also get a kind of proof which they're missing. Akabodi, maybe that, I'm saying that could be the chat. I don't know exactly what the Yam wanted them for. Of a state, the Yam was supposed to get them. And the Baruch Hu held, look at the Gemara in Psochim Kufyut Ches. The Gemara held, says there was a matamatan, a negotiations between the Yam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu of whether it's justified to be requested to be pulled the Mitzrim out onto the side. So the Rav says, not as simple as it sounds for Rashi. Rashi says, and it's mashma, you know, they want, the Jews might have thought they're not coming, they're going out the other end, some coming out this end. It was a Gansa Isaac. You see, from the Gemara, it's going to, Anoise, you need a matzah with a matten, you need a aftocha with a orev, a Gansa Sugi, yeah? You see the Gemara over there. And if the Jew did think that the Mitzvah went out the other side, Mayesh, Luchura, the Ikka of Kriyas Yamsuf was that the Jewish people should be saved, and they were saved. The Ikka of Kriyas Yamsuf says they should get a Muna. You know what a beautiful Muna they could get? Just from seeing the sea split and all the nisim which happened, if somebody has koyach to look through Rabbeinu Bachaya on Vayivaku Hamoyim, nice piece of Rabbeinu Bachaya, simple language, he describes the 10 brilliant nisim which happened to Klal Yisrael in Kriyas Yamsuf. There wasn't one nisim, we should look it up. 10 nisim in Kriyas Yamsuf. Moichedik Rabbeinu Bachaya. Easy language. Easy language, you should look it up. 10 moichedik, how he describes all the details. Rabbi said, that wouldn't be enough. Yeah, there's a problem. They didn't see the mission coming out the other end. This is the Nechud. Everybody who would have gone through the Kriyas Yamsuf without this extra lesson of seeing the Mitzrim, Mace, Veloy Mace, would have had boosted their Amunah Gvaltik. They'd get really elevated in their Amunah. But you know what they'd be missing? Is the shear in Yira. They'd have Amuna, say that this is one of a job. But the Yira, the fear of Mida Kedeged Mida, the recognition of that Vaya Yisrael Sayyod Hagdola, Midas Adin, which is Mida Kedeged Mida, they wouldn't have seen. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. If the Jew will think they're going up the other side, so what will be missing? It's not some technically be missing. You know what? I brought you before the Mechilta, and the Mechilta says that even in the Yam, each one of those Egyptians got personal treatment. You know, when you go to a chasna, you have usually a waiter coming around and putting food on the table, certain foods, everybody takes what they want, and then a big plate of meat or something else he offers everybody what they'd like. In more exquisite chasnas, they have what they call mana ishit, a personal serving of the portion. And he comes over to you, asks what you like, and he writes down what you like, and he brings you a plate just what you asked for. You don't have to take anything. Personally, I want you to know every mitzvah in the Yam. It looks, they just went to the Yam. There was a balagan, the water came on top of them. Every mitzvah in the Yam got a mana ishit, a personal dose. Exactly what was Magyelo. But did the Yid see it? No. And the Yid didn't see it. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? That would be missing. That's the chat of God on the other side. So Kadosh Baruch says, I want to guard this side so the Yid should see that. And then, the next pasuk is, Vayah Yisrael HaSayyad HaGdoyla. Do you hear how it goes? So there was a necessity for Christ to see the two chalokim. One chalek, the positive. And one, the Midas HaDin. The Midas HaDin, where they could make a kavachor for themselves. Maybe to add another point, Rabbi Say. This is a double omuk ma'oid. Omuk ma'oid. But the siyach is why I hope to get it across. The Shira starts with the following words. Al Yoshe Moshe v'Dayesu l'Shira Zoyis l'Hashem v'Yorimu Leymar. They said as follows. Oh, Shira l'Hashem ki go'oi go'oh. This is the beginning of the Shira. Sus v'roich v'ay Roma v'ayom. The Sus, that's the horse, the roich boy, and his rider, Roma, how do you say Roma in English? He tripped over, what's the word? Tumbled, as it were, drowned in the sea. You have to change it. Sus v'roichvoi Roma v'yom. If you would have been writing the Shira yourself, you might have picked another opening. The opening for the whole Shira was Sus, the horse, v'roichvoi, and its rider, Roma v'yom, because Baruch Hu drowned in the Yam. To show you that it's not just coincidental, the first pasuk, if you look at the end of the Shira, we're told an interesting story, that the ladies had their own department, and Miriam went out of Mitzrayim, and she didn't forget to take out with her when she left Mitzrayim very important things. What did she take out with her? Musical instruments. Why did she have to take musical instruments at the moment of tension going on Mitzrayim? Because she knows we're going to have Yeshua, I've got to thank Hashem. And it's not good to thank Hashem, Stam. You've got to have the musical instruments, it gives the whole simcha. So, what did she do? Vatika Miriam, she took the drums. Not only does she, all the ladies had drums. Tupim choylis. Vatana Miriam, Shira Hashem ki goi goo, sus v'roich v'ay, Roma v'yom. Miriam had a concise Shira. Instead of the long Shira, like we have many psukim, she had one pasuk. What was it? Vatana Miriam, what did she say then? Shira Hashem ki goi goo, sus v'roich v'ay, Roma v'yom. There you have it again. The horse and its rider, Roma v'yom. The whole Shira, Sus v'roich v'ay, Roma v'yom. That's it. Ma katuv b'sus v'roich v'ay, Roma v'yom. You say it every day, didn't you? Ma katuv b'zeh. So you go to tell me Rashi. Do you remember what Rashi says? You are tied together. Rashi explains, here, there's a lashon Rashi. Sh'neim k'shuv zeh b'zeh. They were tied together. So the Egyptians, according to the way the Rashi brings down for the Mechilta, they had some kind of a seat belt. Yeah, and it was a seat belt which you couldn't eject at the right time when you needed to. And when you were up and down in the thing, and it was necessary because the horses had the kind of, they were a bit levitic. And when they're moving around the horses, a bit too levitic, the chances were that the rider would lose. Got a good seatbelt from Aaron Zeitin, well tied on, hold on tight, and but they didn't expect to get it to happen in the sea. And in the sea, when they're going up and down, what should have happened? They could have separated. They were tied so well, they stayed together. That's a Shvach Godu, and the state in Rashi is being the Pshat in Sus, V'reich Omeyom. Rabbi says, is there a Spitz Shira? You heard from Sufregach and Moshe. That Spitz, you ever thought of it? That's a Spitz Shira. There is a perush which we're not going to go into now, although I would like those who can to look into in the Hemak Dover. It says, a muir de kapshat. For your brother. Doesn't it know? For him. But a muir de kapshat in the Hemak Dover, a muir de kazach there. But those who can should look it up. But we're going to tell you over another pshat. This pshat is the one amukim oid rabbeisa, amukim be yoisa. With the Hagdoma. We all know that the Rashi brought down on the Pasuk by Yevaku Hamoyim, the water split, Rashi said it should have been written by Yevoka Hayam, the sea split, the actual sea which the Jewish people went through. So Rashi says, Voka Hamoyim, Kol Mayim Sheba Oilam, all the Mayim in the world split. We mentioned before that the Chinese histories recorded big deals. The same as the Elifanim, of course. But Amuna. So the simple pshat, the Rabbi Mechaya says, a beer of Emes, why all the waters had to split. The Maral's pshat is one which we mentioned many times before, that Vayivoka Hamoyim was meaning that the Yesoid Hamayim was Nifka. Meaning as follows. There's no reason for water in L.A. to split. Why should water in L.A. split? And the cars are over here. They're not over there. So why do you need water everywhere in the world? All cups in the world are water split. Mazakashu. Says the Maral, because it wasn't water. Water was a symbolization, symbolic of Tiber. Why? We don't go into it. Water was symbolic of Tiber. Klal Yisrael, by leaving Mitzrayim, they were demonstrating that the Rotzon Hashem could overcome Tiber. And the Maral proves that from various Me'amari Chazal, in Gevuras Hashem, Perek Mem, you see it, that he says that the pasuk says, "Yom Ro'o Vayon Nois." The Yam saw certain things and it fled. So the Chazal say, "Ma Ro'o Vayon Nois." What did it see and flee? It fled. One day it was the Akedah. So one day it was Aroinu Shel Yosef. Vayonos Hachutza. Because there's a lot of deus there in the Medrash, and all deus refer to one main central theme. What's the central theme they all refer to? Hayom Ro Vayonos. What's the central theme they all refer to? That people did Mesiras Nefesh Shaloi Keder Hatever. They break Taiva. Break Taiva. The Yam is a concept of Taiva. Gashmi is Eidem Hazeh, pleasure. The Yisoid Hamayim in a person is one of the four Yisoidas. A man is a murk of every man, is a murk of four Chalokim. Yisoid Hamayim, Yisoid HaOfar, maybe start the other way. Yisoid HaOfar, Yisoid Hamayim, Yisoid HaRuach, and Yisoid HaEsh. So everybody's made of four Yisoidas. No need to translate, yes? And each one pulls a particular direction. If you see a person who's got lots of Ruach, you know where it comes from. A lot of you say the Ruach. If you see a lazy good for nothing, you know what he's got? Lots of Yisoid HaOfar. If you see a fellow who's got lots of Taiva, he's got an overdose of Yisoid HaMayim. Mikoheina, Eish, Eishater, Kast, whatever it is, and it's Inyoni. Akaponim, the point we're trying to get across is that Maral says it wasn't just a technicality. The Jewish people went through Mitzrayim. Out of Mitzrayim, they went through Yamsuf. When they left Mitzrayim, which was the peak of Tumah Pritzus, of immorality, and they came out, their coming out and surviving the temptations of Mitzrayim, and coming to be holy people irrespective of their past and their exposure, was a concept of splitting water. Splitting the water, as I state. And therefore, all water in the world. It wasn't specific to this particular piece of water, it's all water in the world. Ad kan divrei Maral bekitzer. It's big in Yonim, we said bekitzer, we've talked before about it. Could I ask you a question? Mendel, what's up there for the Ishaya? Lechura, the fact that all the water in the world split is kimat memayit the nes. It's not magdal the nes. It's because bishlama, if only this water opened. You say, open with the Jewish people. Ah, but then zikha, the water is in Bushi. There are no Jewish people going through at the time there. I mean, maybe if waters are splitting, even not for the Jewish people, it almost looks like they used something there. What's licked in such a nace, even after the Maral? What's licked in such a nace that makes it miyuchud for the Jewish people? And here we're going to tell you something, volume nifroim b'siyatismai, if we're zikha to understand and give it across. Sus v'roichvoi roma vayam. Esus is a horse. A horse is one of the symbols of taiva assembled with power. Without going to great length, but we will know that one of the mitzvahs which the king has, he mustn't have too many horses, and he mustn't have too many wives. Lo yarbe lo yisusim, and lo yarbe lo noshim. The inyan of a horse has got its symbolization. In fact, the horses were Mitzrayim, special pedigree faces horses. They are described, the Mitzrim, in the Pasuk, Vizirmas Susim Zirmosom. Do you remember what Tosfos brought down in Ksuvah's Daf? Give another base there, remember? Don't remember? The Pasuk says about the Mitzrim, Vizirmas Susim Zirmosom. The Pasuk considers the Mitzri to be a horse-like human. In what way? Taiva. Difficult now to go into all the details. Why? As I state there. That's the Zirmas Susim Zirmosam is a bitu in Chazal. It's a pasuk to explain. The Mitzri was a murkab of those koiches. Koich ha-taiva, but together with Shilton. It was a very, it's a harkova like that. Power together with Shmutz. Those two were his harkova. That's the thing. A person who rides a horse, very important to know this, nobody here should go horse riding, of course. But if you ride a horse, it depends on what kind of a horse it is. If the horse is a shvachl nebuch horse, it doesn't have too much seichel, you give it a kick with your spurs, you give it a beat over there, it does what you want it to do. But if the horse is a horse, and it's a pedigree horse, and a strong horse, we say a horse who's a baldea, there is such a thing as a horse about that. I don't know these horses, but they exist. Yeah? Then you've got a posuk telling you already with the things about, do you remember about Shimshon there, that the horse can knock its rider off the back. I know from the psukim, shake the psukim. There's such a thing as the horse saying, get off. Yeah? So what happens with emphasis like this is, the driver thinks he's in control, but in actual fact, the horse is in control. Sometimes the driver is in full control, and often he is not in control. When he's in control, he's in charge. And when he's not in control, you know what the Chazal called that? Metaphorically, he's tied to the horse. The horse is in charge. Sus v'roichvoi means, listen carefully, that when a person gets involved in taiva to the extent which the mitzvim were, he thinks he's in charge and he's doing what he wants when he wants, but in actual fact, he's addicted to his taiva so much that he is tied to his horse. He's tied to his horse that he's become a horse and they're inseparable even till death. Said better. If the Pasuk says, according to the way Rashi says, that sus v'roich v'rom aviyom, that they were tied together, it's not just taken that they were tied together only. It means that had they not been tied together, maybe he could swim away. They're good swimmers, these people. And sure, he could separate for the day and swim to the shore. If a shark would have eaten the chesed bus. Oh, but how he, what actually the mitzvah was, he died not because he tried to swim and get away. He was trapped. He tried to get off his horse, get rid of a horse. I don't want the horse. Too late, sir. You're stuck to your horse. Do you hear what's going on? Sus v'roichvoi roma v'yom was a beautiful idea. This person is now being shaken up and down like Ashur says in the sea. And the only way of a person who's stuck to a horse, shaking up and down the sea, is get rid of the horse, let the horse fly ahead of you, get into the waters, and either you do or you don't survive, but get rid of the horse. The horse is a burden now. Too late. Can't get rid of it. We call it in modern terms addicted to it. You know, he's become, he and the horse have become one. As our shtick fern, he's a horse. Do you hear what happened? Now, the Moiridik Zachar, please listen what happened. Now you know the Oymek of the Maral, and you understand the Oymek of the Maral vis-a-vis the Mitzri. The whole water split for Klal Yisrael. By the water split for Klal Yisrael, that means that they are, like the Maral explains, Shoilet on the Inyan of Taiva.
Forget.
Vayar vayonas achutza. What did Yosef do? He ran away from the Yetzirah of Taivah. Bezchus that, the sea split. The sea splitting was overcoming the Nisoyin of Taivah. That's what it was. We overcame it. Taivah were holy. They went through the whole period of Mitzrayim. Not one person was defiled. So we've got the Eidos of the Torah. No defiling over 210 years. Unbelievable. Gewaltig Madrega. What was that called? Chiyas Yamsuf. That split in Yamsuf. But that split of Yamsuf was only half the story. Half the story, this in Michoel, was the Jewish people coming through. That means showing you're in charge and break the water. The water gets split by you. And do you think when the water gets split by you, that now the koyach of water is taiva, is broken in the world? Not at all. You know, the koyach of taiva is only broken for the person who is a vayetza v'yonas achutza guy, for the person who fought in it. But that same water, by Yeshuvu Amayim, where did the Mayim come back on? On the Mitzrim. And what happened to those Mitzrim? Sus, v'roich v'y roma v'yom. That same sea was the hechatimsa of schlepping the horse being the Mitzri, tied to his horse. I'm not arguing with the fact that he was tied. But the concept of the tied, he had to be choyer. The concept of being tied was, he tied himself to his horse. It's not only technically before they went away, he got tied on, like, you know, the Air Force fighter gets tied into a seat. He tied himself in. The concept behind it was, he made himself meshuvah to his horse. He became tied to his horse. And you know, when he got his oinish, they weren't mifrad. So he got an oinish at the same time. Look at the beauty of it. The beauty, that same Mayim, which, as it were, conceded to the Kiddush of Christ's role by being mevatel its yisod and splitting, that same Mayim did justice to who? To the Mitzri who was sus v'roichvoi. In that same Yam, which split to the Jews, was sus v'roichvoi for the Mitzri. Sus v'roichvoi roma v'yom. That's the godless of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Spitz Kriyas Yamsuf. Spitz Kriyas Yamsuf was that goofer. That same Yam, which split for Kal Yisrael, drowns him. That answers that the water splitting throughout the world didn't help anybody. It didn't mimic the nation in any way. And I'll tell you why. Because there's an interesting thing. If you take it technically, you could say like this, the water throughout the world split, and if the whole world throughout the world, because like he says, the Yisrael mind split, so people in China who weren't escaping or chasing the Jews, they could have walked through the toilets. Nobody could walk through it. Even though the water split throughout the world, it split only for Yidden. Somebody wasn't a Yid, somebody wasn't holy, he could never go through the water. Because the split was for what the split was for. And anybody who wasn't going for the split was Sus v'roichvoi, Roma v'yom. It was Sus v'roichvoi, Roma v'yom. That's Masber, we don't have much time, we have a very short of time, Rabbi Isaac. That's Masber, noch a Chazal. This is going on again, it's a big, long Arichas. Akaponim, what is the importance of this to understand? Now we go back again to here. That Mida Kedeged Mida, which Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Mitzri in Yetzias Mitzrayim, was Murkav of two Chalokim. Listen, maybe even more Chalokim, but start with these two Chalokim. Maybe it was three Chalokim, four, but I'm talking these two which we're going to focus now. The one chedek was, he was a torturer of the Jew. And as torturer of the Jew, he had to get oynish. Meis v'loy meis, a terrible oynish. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed also the klippa, the koyach of Mitzrayim, the spitz koyach of Mitzrayim. There was a breaking of the spitz koyach of Mitzrayim. The spitz koyach of Mitzrayim, sus v'roche, that chibur. The man becoming a total horse. The man being connected to the horse, that was broken. So there was a chibur of the two things. It's not only that Bnei Yisrael got a tikkun because of that, the Mitzrim got an oynish on both chalokim. on their shikua, on their immersing in becoming Balei Taiva to the Zirmasusi Zirmosam, and that was a cause of their downfall. That's the oimek of their fall at the same koyach which brought the Yidden to the up. That was the two tzedotim. One more nukud we have to add. With this we'll understand something to Pelagor. We say Sus v'roif v'romav yom is the main part of the Shira. L'chura, the main part of the Shira should be that we, the Jewish people, were saved. And in Sus v'roif v'romav yom, where are the Jewish people saved, Reb Moshe? That's the ikka of the Shira. And that's what's written by Miriam. But where is it, that words which Miriam said, she's going out to Simcha, she says, he did that. I think we should have said, we were saved. I'm very generous, put it in as well. I state here that in the Sus v'roich v'roma v'yom lies also a remes to that sort of kindness. Because it states here, the things which are Sus v'roich v'yom, the chibur of those koichas, that was roma v'yom. The yom did its job. We say yom is meramas ha'taiva. It took its toll of sus v'roich v'yom people. And that's the oimek why the yom wanted the Gemara and Pesachim Kuvyet Ches to have those people. Because that's the yam. Yam ha'taiva, that's his place. Yam ha'achin, that's his koicha. Aval! You hear Reb Aaron. Aval, the sus v'roich v'yom v'yom is also saying in Mele that same yam became a hasola for those who are the hepech. The class who are able to discover on that koyach. That's a sus v'roich v'yom v'yom. But that goes together with the Moira de Gemindus Hadin by you, Hashem, of the Amina B'Hashem of Mael Shabbat. With that you can understand you have to leave it for another time. It's too late. There's many other parts. We've done about half the Shavuos. There's other things we have to leave for another time. Rabbi, so what we've done is we've made an opening to know, understand a bit about Oz Yosher. We say Oz Yosher every day. You have to understand Oz Yosher is not stam uvdatit, not only technical, it's the shoyrish of Emuna, and it's the shoyrish of all the Yesoidas Hadas, which we have to know the first time that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nisim for Klal Yisrael, which left no questions. And here, we have no time to marach, but we did speak last week about the fact that most nisim don't force your opinion. They leave a little leeway. And in actual fact, in this chazal, that the Yidden would have not seen the mitzvah going out, that would be a typical example of leaving a little leeway. But Kadosh Baruch Hu blocked that here. He filled in all the holes. He gave them all the information. Klal Yisrael knows exactly what's going on. They got a perfect picture. They even know all the midah keneged midah. That is, Rabbi Yisrael, what we're talking about when we say what? When we say that here we had Vayaminu Bashem Moshe. It produced emunah. What did the Ramban tell us, the end of Parsha Bo, the famous Ramban? Because Baruch Hu doesn't make nisim for every person who wants to have an ace. Hey man, I want to be religious, give me a miracle. You make a miracle, I'll be religious. There's no such thing. So what did the Ramban say? Look at the Ramban, the end of Parsha Bo, his marach. That's why Baruch Hu wanted us to chazar over Kriyas Yamsov and to learn these things and say them over and over again till we imbue them into our nefesh. So the fact that the Nisim happened there will help us constantly to be Chazak Aramuna. That's why the importance of learning this and understanding it and saying it every day. Shmuch should help by doing that, which will be Zeicher. To what? Is able to be available from saying Oz Yosher with proper Kavona. We should all be Zeicher to Amuna, to Yerushalayim and Mechilas Avinus, like the Mishmur says. Also, we want to Thank you.